Maybe we ought to mention a few more studies, and then we'll get back to commenting on more of your answers. Recently, there's been more and more scientific studies being published that confirm that those who have had the least intimate sex before marriage have the greatest chance for happiness in marriage. One of these was done by Dr. Cal Broderick at the State University of PA. He compared two groups of women, one group who were virgins, the other group non-virgins prior to marriage. He studied them extensively and predicted that both from the standpoint of happiness in marriage and sexual adjustment, the virgins definitely scored the highest. Perhaps it's surprising to some of you, the fact that those that had had the most experience before marriage, including enjoying it to the point of orgasm and so on, they had the poorest adjustment later in marriage. He also measured these same women for personal stability. Now, what would be your guess? Which group were the least stable? That's right. The least stable were the non-virgins, 45%. Only 6% of the virgins were in the least stable category.
You might mention Farnsworth, hon.
Oh, yes. He's director of Harvard University Health Services, and here's what he said. I can say with conviction that the nonconformists have more depression, anxiety, agitation, loss of self-esteem, and other inhibiting emotional conflicts than those who adhere to their ideals.
Dr. Gebhardt, you remember him as working with Kinsey in his famous studies, is doing a recent national sampling about to be published, and he found that 50 to 60% of college women had their first intercourse because they loved the guy and planned to marry him. Another 20 to 25% loved him and hoped to marry him. Or if you please, about 80% of all women in college who first give themselves to a man do so only after they're in love and are definitely going to or hope to marry him. The men, however, were a real contrast. Only about 12% of the men were planning on marrying the girl. An additional 20 to 25% said they did have some emotional attachment to her, but did not intend to marry her. Dr. Gebhardt noted the enormous difference between how male and female view their initial partner.
Dr. Robert Blood from the University of Michigan, in his book Marriage, has done an excellent job of collecting about 250 or so published studies. Here's an interesting finding relating to engagement rings. Now, if the couple has had sexual intercourse, do you suppose the gal is more likely to keep the ring or lose it? Well, the findings showed that two times as many rings are returned when the couple has had intercourse, and the more frequent the intercourse, the greater chance of the ring going back. So I think the girls better take note if they want to keep their big rock. Now, Dr. Robert Blood also came to several major conclusions from this wealth of material that he's collected in these research papers. We'll list these. The first one was that premarital intercourse is associated more clearly with broken relationships than with strengthened ones. Second, divorce is more common among those couples who have had premarital intercourse. Third, adultery is also more common. And fourth, marital unhappiness was also found to be higher among those couples who had not waited for intimate sex till marriage.